Special replay of Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. This program originally aired October 30th, 1993. Please do not call.
Some of the stories this morning, I'm telling you, really, you have all done very well this morning, and there's still a bit more to come, so here we go. Line two, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine.
Well, my story is... my son used to come in. He was 19 years old, and he used to pick roses all the time for me.
Right.
So one day, he said that he was going to go out of state, and I didn't agree. He says, let me go. He says, I have a premonition that I don't have a long lifespan. I says, don't be silly. If it's anybody that's going to go first, it'll be me. He says, well, he says, promise me if anything happens to me, he says, you'll send me roses. I says, oh, yeah, and send me lilacs.
Right.
So a year later, he got in a car accident, and he passed away Christmas. We lived in an old, old farmhouse over 100 years old. The doorbell was not connected, and these doors were jammed. The one door was never open. 2 days after he died, the doorbell rang, and the doors flew open. And you could smell roses.
Oh.
You'd come back to say goodbye.
Oh. And you smelled roses.
Yeah, the smell of roses. And we were just...
How did you react emotionally when that happened?
I had a very good feeling because he came back to say goodbye to me. And I knew that there was something. That there was something. Because he was only 20 years old when he passed away.
There is something, ma'am.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the story. A lot of stories like that, variations of it. People who have left didn't get finished with their business before they had to go. Good morning. On the first time caller line, you're on the air.
Art, this is John calling you back from Fairbanks.
Hi, John. Oh, yes, John.
I've edited the tapes. Now, I'm going to try to let you hear this duck quacking, and this was just a few minutes ago when you were talking to the young gentleman just before you took your station break.
Yes.
Now, if this doesn't come across from this portable tape player, I will make copies and send them to you and let you pick it up yourself.
All right, let's hear it.
Here goes. This is just from about 10 minutes ago. We'll see how this comes across the network. Here it goes.
Oh, I said, hey, turn on the lights, you know, and he heard the... You know, the way I was saying it, and he turned on the lights, and I had him check the front door and the windows, and there was nobody there. And needless to say, you know, I had, like, friends stay over, like, the next week or something.
I absolutely heard it.
Hear that?
I heard it.
That's been on your program all evening long, sporadically, that duck quacking noise.
Well, I wonder if people at other affiliates have heard that.
I figured some other caller would identify it to you because I've heard it from the beginning of your show.
All right, it was clearly there. Either we have a board operator in Fairbanks who has a sense of humor, or from a source that no doubt you suspect.
It'd be interesting to know, but I've been hearing it from your hour one on through.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the callback, and I heard it quite clearly. That was in Fairbanks. Well, what about some of you at other affiliates? Did you hear any such thing? I assure you I did nothing like that here. Nothing.